Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, John. Okay. How are you on this wonderful Friday?
And the weather is getting a lot better, and the days are getting a little longer.
And where is Psychic Gail Shearer?
Yes.
Everybody, she's here.
Yeah.
And Richard's here, too. Aloha, Richard.
Aloha.
Was it a busy Friday?
Barbara, I have to tell you something hysterically funny. You know, Johnny and I have been working on my videotapes, and we're hoping you put them out, as well as we have my manager putting them out and everybody putting them out. Well, what happened was my manager put two of my tapes on Donald Trump's website. Okay?
Ooh, that's truth fun.
No, and
I mean, smart.
No? Yeah, because she knows all these movie stars. I mean, I knew nothing about it. But she said I had 1,000 hits, and she showed me a picture, which I sent to Johnny, 878, you know, people hitting on, you know, his website to listen to my tapes. Isn't that wild?
I think that's great. Wow. See,
plus, supposedly,
it's just sending it out, and then, wow, and then something big happens. I'm so glad, because I love those that you do. I love your meditation.
You.
Oh, my gosh.
Which one
I'll
are you listening to?
Put together a playlist. All
which
of them, all eight
to?
Of them, which I did put on
four.
A playlist. They're on a playlist on Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. And I've been sending it on Facebook to Life, Laughter, Happiness podcast, the private and the page, and the Life, Laughter, Happiness Twitter and Instagram.
Wow.
Get it all. Sent your
playlist. Thank you, Barbara.
I created.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I created it on YouTube. So everybody go to Life, Laughter, Happiness. It's on YouTube.
Did you
just
say
like
videos? Or did you say eight videos?
There's only four videos. Whatever it was, the number, I thought it was eight, but they're there, and it's all you. Which one am I listening to right now? I really like the one about getting rid of your hurt.
Yeah, oh, releasing hurt. That's the one
releasing
that
hurt.
Has the most hits right now on Life, Laughter, Happiness. It has 289 hits, and I'm blown away. It has more than the listenership of the show. And I'm just like, whoa.
Let's look at the Twitter now. Let's look at the
I'm not a member. I don't think Twitter's my age group.
But don't worry. I'm doing it for you. It was my promise, and I blasted it out to everybody. Okay, this is the one, Dale. Here's my tweet under our Twitter. Breaking all addictions. New playlist. Try breaking all addictions today. Hashtag meditation. Hashtag addiction. And with your link to that video, what would you call it? Is it called a video, a meditation hour?
It's meditation. They're meditation tapes. But you know what? Barbie, we changed the name of Breaking All Addictions. What did we change it to, Johnny?
I don't remember. I think I don't really remember, but we changed it to what you wanted. I don't remember what it was.
Out another one.
Johnny, can you look it up?
Give me a second.
Johnny, can you look at it?
Give me a second.
I'm trying to look
it up. Never have enough new stuff, so whatever you guys want. We'll just send it out again. I think it's helping a lot of people, too, because you're such a good meditation instructor or guide. What would you call yourself?
Well, I learned that from Shirley MacLaine when I went to her workshop. So I learned all this from her workshop, and then I made my own tapes.
They flow. It's not just a bunch of you just mumbo-jumboing through whatever comes to mind. It is a written, thought-out, very, it is healing. It's very healing. It will heal you. I've been doing them. So,
Johnny,
thank
did
you
find
for
it?
No,
I'm looking it up right now.
What is Johnny looking for?
I'll tell you in a minute. Okay, he's looking. What is it?
Letting Go, .. A Guided Meditation.
Okay, I changed Breaking Addiction's name to Letting Go.
Okay.
A Guided
Letting
Meditation.
Go.
And the reason I did that, a lot of people don't want to face Breaking Addiction, so we had very small amount of hits on that one versus Releasing Hurt and Soothing Sleep. You know, so I changed it to Letting Go.
Titles are so important. That's good. That's fun. And then
corrected. It's Letting Go.
Okay.
Letting go, a guided meditation.
Send out a new one. I mean, it's not like you go back and erase your tweets. They're over. I mean, some people do 20 tweets a day, you know. So that's the past. We don't redo it. We go. It's nothing to fix. It's like now, whatever you guys have up there on the YouTube channel, I forward. I splash out.
Well, I think Johnny had, didn't you have Letting Go on the Life, Laughter, Happiness channel?
Yes, it's on the YouTube channel, yes.
Okay. So whatever's up there, we're good. But anyway, I've been getting, when Trump, apparently, he listened to one of the tapes, and he put
really?
It out there that he put it out there that it was very soothing. So all these people started hitting on
he needs
my tapes. I showed Johnny.
Oh, wow.
78. And
so,
takes
the right person
Barbara,
sometimes.
Yeah, Barbara, did you have you heard of Rumble?
Rumble, no.
Okay, that's
Rumble.
Another one. Where? My manager told me to be up on Rumble, and
Rumble.
It's pretty wild. But it's just like YouTube, but you get paid when people click. So we're exploring that right now.
Ooh, I love that name too, Rumble. That's a cool name. Whoever thought of that? I like that.
There's another one. There's another one my manager told me, Reddit. R-E-D-D-I-T, Reddit. I don't know anything about those, but
you could. Reddit is where the sickest of the most horrible things ever you could hear are there, okay? That's where you can do that. Like the worst accident ever, like the most suffering accident ever, or the most horrible cannibal ever. The worst stuff is fine. Yeah.
Well, we can take it off Reddit if it's that bad.
No, it has everything. Reddit is from A to Z. It has everything. Yeah. So
okay,
please.
But check
not
out
some Reddit
Rumble.
Expert, but don't take it off. Okay,
Rumble. Check
and
it.
Then
well,
tell me if you like it.
Well, I don't know. We're trying to figure out Rumble right now. You know, we just we're working on that one. It's a little hard, but it's good.
Okay. I'm going to check it out, though, actually. While we're here, I'm going to look at Rumble. What is Johnny Love doing? He loves TikTok.
I'm right here.
Why don't you share on your TikTok with your 10,000 followers, Johnny? Have you shared the meditation videos there?
Hello. You can only do a minute or two on TikTok. And
what's
happening? Our government is getting rid of TikTok, so I don't know about it.
I don't know, but they threatened that a long time ago.
No, this is serious. In Nevada here, we're not allowed to look at TikTok.
Oh, really? Why? Do you know?
Yes. They're really, really after them. Because it's Chinese, so they're after them. So, I mean, I would like to put it up on there, but at the same token, it's scary. Right, Johnny?
Well, I understand. Although I did put up a promo for tonight. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Well, you want to put out your phone number?
Yeah, I'll give out the number.
I'm calling
for no reason. I'm
sorry. Everybody, call in. Like, why are we here? We're here to help you. Psychic Dell is here to guide you in the right direction, but please have your specific question ready. All right. First caller, Donnie.
516-531-9874.
Okay.
Do you want to
introduce
Johnny?
The person? The name of the
person?
I wanted to name the number. I said I was going to give the number at the beginning of the show because, you know.
Well, we need to know what number you're just saying a number. Like, what is this number for?
Call in at 516-531-9874.
When?
Okay.
Okay.
Right
now?
Johnny.
Yes.
That's for free readings. You need to say that.
Yes,
for
free readings. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready for the first caller?
I sure am.
Okay. Lisa, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Hi,
that is very
uplifting.
Hi. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Hi.
Yes, I can hear you guys great.
Okay. How can I, Richard, I think you're going to have to buy me a new headset. This one's going limp. Anyway,
here.
Where are you calling from, honey?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how can I help you, sweetie?
I had a dog bite to my face by a German Shepherd 2 years ago, and it's going to go to a deposition and a judge sitting with us to make a decision, and I'm wondering how this is going to go or if they're going to beat me to hell because I still need 2 more surgeries, and I'm going to need a surgery every 18 months for the rest of my life from this.
I feel very bad for you, but unfortunately I own a German Shepherd, and I know how they can be. I know no one can come near me, my husband, or Richard, so I know they
We were at the vet, and she's my friend, and she walked her dog up to me and sat him at my feet.
Oh, Jesus. No, well, I'm going to tell you what will happen with you. No judging. I just will tell you, okay? You will win your case. They will pay for some more if you need more operations. Is there money involved at this?
Yes. Yes, I have disfigurement.
Yeah, but I see that the amount of money being knocked down. Are they going to put the dog to sleep, unfortunately, or what?
Oh, God, no. No, they don't do that in Connecticut.
Okay. I feel very bad for you, sweetheart. But, it wasn't done intentionally, and dogs are out there protecting, you know, whoever they're protecting. So the dog should have had a mask. What do you call it? I put a mask on my dog. A muzzle?
Yeah, should have had a
And that wouldn't have happened, and they should have known better. But you will win hands down. That's what I feel.
Will I win well, or are they going to just knock the crap out of me and beat me to hell?
Well, I don't know what you mean by win well. What do you mean by win well?
Winning could mean I get $1,000, or winning could mean I get $150,000.
You're not going to get that much. I mean, maybe you're lucky if you get 50. You're lucky if you get 25. But at the same token, they will pay for all your medical expenses.
The dog disfigured my face. I'm lucky I
understand
I get to wear
that. I'm not the one to tell. You need to tell them.
It's just crazy.
I know, but there's going to be operations, and at the end you're going to look fine, okay?
I can't go through the operations. I'm in heart failure, so I can only have these little plastic things put in my nose to keep it open so I can breathe.
Well, I don't understand that. What do you mean you're in heart failure?
I'm in heart failure.
Well, from what? The dog or from something else?
Oh, no, from life. From my life. I'm in heart failure, and I had a mini stroke going through a colonoscopy, so I can't go through rhinoplasty.
Okay.
It would be too long.
You can't. Look, all I can tell you is what I see. I'm not a shrink. I'm a psychic. So basically, I can say they're going to do you well. And do you have a good attorney?
I hope so. Find out.
Okay, but I see you being all right, okay? Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Johnny, next one.
This next person that I screened was just listening. So I'm going to give the number out. It's 516-531-9874.
Okay. All right, so Barbara, apparently nothing's working with people calling in today. So I don't know what to say.
Probably because it is the 31st and it just feels weird. I drove all the way up to El Segundo this morning by 9, and I had a wonderful visit with my girlfriend, Alana, and we worked out for an hour really hard. Her place, the Bay Club, is really nice. And she invited me as a guest. It was really nice. And then we did the sauna and changed and then had a nice lunch. I did some banking over there. I closed the deposit box I had in El Segundo, so it was great. Two birds with one stone. Drove back. Traffic wasn't bad. Sunny day. Came in here. And here I am doing the show. So my day's full. And it was great. And, hey, everybody.
Yeah, that sounds
sorry,
wonderful.
You're not getting the message to call in right now, but we're full of love for you. We're here to talk.
We have a caller.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, yes. This is Stacy.
And then, wait,
you
Johnny, give out your number. Give out your number again, because call if they don't have your number.
The number is 516-531-9874, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Del. How's it going?
Really good. How's it going with you?
Things are going pretty well. I'm in the process of doing some spring cleaning right now.
Well, that's a good thing to do. And where are you calling from?
From New York City.
All right. I was born in Jersey, and I hung out in New York most of my life, and I love it to death, especially Manhattan. But, you know, it's a great place to be from. What part of New York are you from?
I'm from Upper Manhattan.
Manhattan, great. So
Upper
you get
Manhattan
to see and do all the good stuff. Do you get any plays or anything of that sort?
You know what? Since the COVID pandemic, Broadway has not been fully up and active as before the COVID hit. So I'm thinking that possibly, hopefully, maybe, this summer or maybe late fall? I mean, this summer or maybe starting in September, once things get in motion on 42nd Street, I definitely will go to see some plays. But right now, it's
full.
Well,
let me tell you, it's perfectly safe now if you want to go, so it's fine. You know, I would tell you that much. But how can I help you?
Okay, this is what I want. Okay, so there was a position that I wanted to apply for. Now, this is the thing. It's a temp position. last Friday when I was going to apply for the position, it vanished, okay? It wasn't there anymore on the site. So this week when I was going to apply for it, I noticed that it was still posted. I guess they reposted it. And when I was going to get my resume out today, it was gone. So I'm just trying to see, will they repost it again or?
No, more than likely they found somebody because they usually pull it when they find somebody.
Okay.
So what kind of work is that?
It was administrative assistant. I still want to sign up with the agency, but
yes.
I didn't know they were going to. Okay.
Oh wait, administrative assistant for what, sweetie?
You talked to me before. It's working for a record company, for a major record label.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding you. It's for what?
It's working for a music business.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, it's just going to take some time, but you're definitely going to get it. So I would just hang in there, you know, with all your heart and soul and just keep going at it and don't give up.
Okay, so
that's
the position that I missed. Okay. So the position that they're not going to repost, that wasn't for me, basically. That's what they're saying. That's what you're saying.
No, that's correct. If it's not for you, then it's not for you. You know, but they may or may not repost it, but it's not for you. So you will find something else.
Okay, so I'm going to stay with them because this is on the attempt side. This is on the attempt division side.
It's a what?
No, I said, so the thing is, at the record company, you can apply for permanent jobs, and you can also apply for temp jobs. So I was applying for a temporary job. Yeah.
Just
I mean,
apply for all of them. Apply for everyone.
Okay. Both perm and temp. Okay.
Because temporary usually ends up permanent.
Okay.
So I would go for it.
Okay, so you said it'll take some time, but just to stick with the just
a few months, but it's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen.
Okay. I'll stick with them. Okay, I'll just start getting prepared. Okay. Ah.
Yeah, really. And, you know, just don't give up. Just keep going because you're meant to be in that field and you're meant to have that happen. So, you know. Hang in there. You're doing your best.
Okay. So a few months. So you think by June?
I'm not good on time, but I feel it's kind of soon. But especially I get more if you get a part-time position, that would probably happen right away. And then from there, it'll turn into a full-time.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. So even if it's part-time, still apply for it. Okay.
Yeah, go for it. Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, ma'am. Dale, we have another caller, but would you like to talk to Barbara or just take the other caller?
Yeah, sure.
To Barbara, what about you, Johnny? She likes you too. And Richard as well.
Well, you guys can talk to Richard. You can give me a break. Go talk to Richard, Barbie. He loves you.
Okay. Oh, Richard, I know because we have the same sense of humor. I know.
I know that.
Everything that I think is funny, I hear Richard chuckling there in the background. And, you know, I appreciate Richard because you've lived this fabulous long life. And you know what? Hey, it's 94 years, and we need to cherish you. We need to cherish you.
Thank you.
Right? And thank you for cherishing us.
Okay. Well, you know, I've thought this with many of these callers. They're looking for jobs or, you know, specified positions. And I would want to mention heavily the power of positive thought. If you want it, you want it, you've got to keep thinking, I'm going to get that job. And
but you already have it.
Well, but this last call.
And I think like you already have the job. I love
that's,
that.
That's right.
Great.
Yeah, think yeah. positive. Think positive.
Yeah, Richard's a very positive person. That's why he's living so long.
Yeah, but
and being
works.
In the military for 20 years and then teaching school for 20, that's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've learned so much, and so many people's lives have been touched by you, Richard, and that interview you did on Life Laughter Happiness, that was amazing. And everybody, go to our Blog Talk Radio, Life Laughter Happiness, and subscribe there, too. We need you to subscribe to everything, and especially right now when we're premiering Psychic Gail Shear's meditation tapes, and there's a playlist brand new on our YouTube channel, so check it out and do it, obviously. Don't check it out. Do it, because it's so helpful. I mean, do you do it, Richard? Let me ask you.
I listen to it as well. You know, I listen to the sleep one or relaxation. It really helps me a lot, you know. But if you notice, I made these tapes different than most meditation tapes. I listened to Shirley MacLaine, and I went to her show, and I was using the releasing hurt over my sister at that time, and it helped me to release the pain I had over my sister. And it's a visualization as well, where you visualize the person that you're talking to. And you talk to them, and you wait for the answer, and it'll come in your noggin. It's crazy, you know. So you can let go of a lot of things.
We are very powerful. We need to tap into it, and this is the way to do it. So, thanks for writing all of these. So well done,
oh,
and your photography is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody
thank you.
Needs to see that guy surfing and that hugest. Hawaiian wave and the beauty in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's 30-foot waves, and over a period of years, I must have took it shows on my computer. I took about 5,000 shots, and you know, it's only certain ones that you know you can take maybe 100 shots, and then it's only one or two that is really really good and. That's the ones I've picked so far.
Oh, they're amazing. They're so gorgeous. I'm looking at it right now on our channel.
Well, if you can be there and feel the power of the ocean and the waves hitting the shore and taking pictures of them at that moment, that's what's so unbelievable.
Just the beauty and the nature, Mother Earth. Are all of these on DaleShears.com, your website?
I don't know. I have to ask my husband. I forgot. I don't know if he's had a chance or on my
I
website.
I think I can answer that. The channel that I'm making for Dale is going to have all of those videos. So,
videos.
Yeah,
but what about the photographs I'm asking about, Johnny?
Oh, the photographs. Oh, I don't know about photographs. I thought you were asking about videos.
No.
Johnny's right, Barbara. He's right. He's just making a whole bunch on my channel, but she asked about my website, and I don't know if my husband had a chance to put them up yet. I think we're working on it. Maybe Sunday.
Okay.
Well, that's
okay.
Great. We should... When you get them, put them everywhere on your new everything, because your photography is very, it's like postcard perfect.
Thank you.
That's good analogy. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I put my heart and soul. In fact, I was up at the North Shore in Hawaii, and there was a reporter out that way. And he goes, why do you do this? Why do you keep doing this? And I said, I guess I'm waiting for the perfect shot. You know, it's just there's so many shots, but you want the most perfect one. And I hope to go back in the future and take some more.
Oh, of course you will. Mm-hmm. But I also love the shot there. Or is that Richard's shot with the mountains, the snow-covered mountains and trees in where
no,
you live now in Nevada?
Shot.
Oh.
No, no, that was
well,
my shot.
Put more of those
I
up.
I shot.
Those are gorgeous.
Yeah, but there's one shot of out my backyard overlooking the lake in the snow, and it's beautiful. And that was kind of an award-winning shot. I got very lucky. It was a little tiny camera, a Sony, and I entered into AOL. For photography, and I came out second out of 40,000 shots. So
wow,
good.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised because there was some puppy dogs that beat me out. But
that reminds me. I was going to ask if you do ever take pictures of animals or people. Actually, I'm interested. People.
I take pictures of my dog a lot. I'm not so interested in the shots of people. I love nature, so anything nature I will take shots of. But Richard,
you
he's
always
the one
have
that
a really
he was Richard is
camera.
A famous photographer, and he takes plenty of pictures of people.
Well,
mm-hmm. Right,
Richard was the also the teacher, the professor of photography, right,
mm-hmm.
Richard, at the University of
yes.
Washington for 25 years. Yes,
yes.
But so I'm wondering, because you said sometimes Richard's photographs are up, but we have two really talented people here and a very, very knowledgeable Richard. Richard, would you like to say a
mm-hmm.
few words about shooting nature or people?
Yeah, well, when you're a photojournalist, not only do you take pictures of them, but you have to write about it. And I did some writing and even wrote some books. Of course, my favorite story about the books, I think I told you about, was that the kids would come in. They see me on the typewriter, and what are you writing about? When are you going to publish it? Well, as I said many times, I said, well, be a sort of a smart guy. I said, well, when I get 7 of them done, I'll get them published, which is actually what happened. And
cool.
I
okay.
haven't really pushed to get them published. I haven't really pushed to get them published.
One shot in my meditation tape of the sun setting and the boat going through the water, that's Richard's shot. That's one I stole from him, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
Dale, are you ready for another caller?
Sure.
Okay. Samora.
Give out your phone number, Johnny.
516-531-9874. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shearer.
And that's for
Hi.
Psychic Goodies. Hi, who's this?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Samora. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Samora?
Mm-hmm.
How do you
yes.
spell that, honey?
S-A-M-O-R-A.
Okay.
What a beautiful
yeah.
name.
Yes.
Thank you.
And how can I help you?
Thank you. I was wondering what month do you see me moving to Washington?
Are you talking about
state.
Washington, like state? Okay. I can't give you a month, but I can tell you when it would be. It would be in the summer.
This
mm-hmm.
summer?
This summer.
Oh, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. I love that.
What
Where?
Do you want to do there? Why does everybody want to go to Washington? What is going on in Washington?
Everyone wants to move here. That's funny. Well, the reason why is because my fiance had me visit there with his aunt. We were visiting his aunt, and For some reason, when we landed off the airplane and the door slid open from the airport, in my head, a voice said, "I'm home." And ever since then, I have been wanting to move there. And it just, like, it felt so good to be there. And
Well, you know, when you do move, is that where you're going to get married, honey?
I'm not sure, but that could be a possibility.
Well, you say your fiance, and I see you getting married to him.
Yes. Yep.
So it looks like it's going to be there. And it's happy.
Yeah.
What do you do? What type of work do you do?
Right now I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I usually am dealing with children, working at daycares. But I'm thinking about going back to school for like the ultrasound tech, but I'm not sure what I should do. But I'm just really excited.
Okay, well, I can tell you, you can do the ultrasound or go back to school for it if you want. It's not a long course, but at the same token, you belong with children, you belong with helping them, you belong with teaching them. We need more people like you because there just aren't any. And nowadays, with what's going on in the world, it's crazy. But, you know, that's where your heart is, and that's where you should be. And doing ultrasound, you would do well, but it's okay. It's not. It won't be as rewarding as dealing with children.
Yeah, I think so too. I think I know that too. But I also think like maybe like if I do that, maybe I could do like volunteering for children on the side or something.
You could. Either whatever makes you happy. If you want to do both. It's not a problem.
Okay, and that move is this summer.
Yes.
Where?
What
Where
city?
In Washington State?
We'd like to be around the Port Orchard or Tacoma area or Bremerton.
Okay.
What do you feel in Washington? And you're talking to Richard, who has lived Washington
there.
State for many years and taught at the UW. So we're two Washingtonians you're talking to right now. This is a great place to love. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good for you that you heard that voice and you're listening to it, right, Dale?
Right.
Yeah. only thing I don't understand, doesn't it rain a lot in Washington?
Yeah.
Sure,
but not. I like the rain.
Yeah, it didn't rain as much when we were visiting there, but I don't think it rains as much as people think it does, but I'm not sure.
Not anymore since it's changing, and it's hot summers now. Oh, my gosh. Hot summers. It's going to be awesome. Oh, yeah. She's going to love it.
It's beautiful.
If she's moving there in the
I
summertime.
Must say this much.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I love
it. So good luck to you, darling, and let us know what happens, okay?
Yeah,
right.
I hope to get a dog there, too. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you,
man.
Let us know.
Bye. Aloha.
Okay, and John, you got your number?
The number is 516-531-9874 for a free reading. Are you ready to go to the next caller?
Right now.
Yeah, sure. Oh, now you're getting callers. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Now, this lady's name is Eileen. And she is live on the air with Psychic Del Shear.
Hi, Psychic Del Shear.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, honey?
Miami, Florida.
Okay. How's the weather there right now?
Today was glorious. Yesterday we had an hour and about a half of rain, and my whole street, I live one house up from the corner, and the corner is a four streets all come into it, and it's floods, and it always makes me nervous. My house is 4 feet off the ground, and I'm just watching the street and the cars are going through it and creating little waves, you know. And then as soon as it stops raining, all the water goes into the rock that we have here, the coral rock. And then the jungle starts growing.
I'm sorry I asked about the weather. I really am.
Well,
but how can I help you?
We haven't had any rain in 3 months. So, you know, it was really drenched yesterday. So, and I've been here 43 years already. So my question is, there is a gallery in my town that I work with, and I just got myself, I designed these really cool display table. And today I went in there to restock because they're selling a lot of my work. And the owner...
Wait. Are you talking about an art gallery?
Yeah.
Okay, it'd be nice if you referred. Yeah, okay. And what type of art do you do?
I paint. And I sell prints in there. And I've been working with them for about 4 years.
What
I'm
do you,
painting
what
while
do you
we're
do?
Talking.
What type of painting do you do? Is it modern art? What is it?
I paint the Garden of Eden in relationship to Mother Nature, architecture, people, underwater. I paint color in a whole different way than most people know color. So I'm working with opening up the emotional body. And I went in there today and two people were buying my work from Missouri, St. Louis. They go, oh, my God, look at this art. It's so beautiful. So my question is, I said to him, because I have a really good relationship with the owner. And I said, you know what would be really great is my three bins here with my larger giclées, my middle size, and then my art cards. I mean, people come in there and buy 16 of my cards or 9 of my cards, not one, but, you know, a whole cluster. I said, it would be really great if we could hang one of my original.
Wait, so what do you want to know?
I want to know, tomorrow I'm going to bring one of my originals and put it over the three bins. Is it going to sell? Is my original going to sell because of the way my display is now?
Everything you have is going to sell. I'd like to, my website is ESP, Edward Sam Paul, 555555@AOL.com. I'd like to see some of your work.
Okay, I will email you. ESP5555@AOL.com. Okay.
No, there's six fives.
Six fives?
Six fives at AOL.com. Not only are you going to sell, you're going to become extremely famous in your art world and what you're doing, and you're going to be known in a lot of places. And so I would be prepared for this big event to occur because it's going to occur, and you're going to do phenomenal. So put whatever you put up there, you're going to sell it.
Okay, just to give you a heads up, I've been doing this for 60 years already, so I have a strong following around the world. And take
well, I don't know that.
I don't know that. That's what I'm sharing you. But I'm excited because, I mean, I want to be able to sell my prints on a larger scale, too, because I do it in hospitals and hotels. But I'm ready to move them to a different energy. And I have a really strong feeling. So,
I can't do a whole reading.
Okay, I just want to know one thing regarding this. I've been alone for 11 years. And I really, really would love to have a relationship with someone who's spiritual like I am and has their own passion and their relationship with God like I do. And I'm wondering if...
All right. You need to call me for a private consultation. I can't do this on air right now.
Okay.
But I would say that your artwork is going to be phenomenal, like I said, all over the world. And... So I'm right on. I'm spot on. So, and I don't know you from Adam, but as far as you meeting somebody, that's a whole separate reading. So if you want to call, you can call me. You don't have to, but at 808-372-1816, or you can check my website, which is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. And I'll be very glad to, help you out that way, okay?
I'm on your website, and it says Shears with an S at the end, just to let you know.
That is correct. That is correct. I'm sorry. It used to be one, but that is Dale Shear. It used to be, but now it's Dale Shears because someone ripped off my website.
Ah, all right. Well, you're still available.
Okay, I have something important to go over when you're finished.
Yeah, go ahead, Barbara. I'm finished.
I loved her. Okay, she was awesome, too. Okay.
Thank you, Ebony.
What? She's talking to me?
I just wanted to confirm that she was done with her with her reading. So.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, number one of this playlist that I created for you on the YouTube channel. Number one, releasing hurt. Number two, letting go, a guided meditation. Number three, releasing hurt. So I'm wondering if that the new one is on there already. I'll check that out. But then number four, chakra, a guided meditation. Love it. And then recovering, breaking addictions. Okay, we know we're going to change the title. Okay.
So letting go.
Soothing okay, but this one, sleep soothing meditation for stress. That is number five. Number sheer relaxation two. And then eight. It's a different thumbnail. So sleep soothing meditation for stress.
I think I know what's
going on. Like, what's going on?
Okay,
you said
I'm
four,
confused.
Eight.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you have eight tape tracks.
Johnny.
Yeah, I'm going to explain that. Okay. When I kept having to re-upload some videos, and there are some videos on there that are unlisted, so they wouldn't be able to be seen anyway, but what we'll do is I should probably get rid of the ones that are old and unlisted, so that we just have four is probably what happened.
Okay, well, whatever you need to do to fix it, I just don't want it to be confusing or repetitive if you don't want it to be. But I thought maybe there was a couple that you guys didn't know about
that
were
on your own. I'm sorry, Dale.
He's been doing a fabulous job, so he'll fix this. I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought it to his
attention.
No, I'm glad you brought it to his attention.
Yeah, I had to reload
good.
Those videos.
Well, I didn't want to think, am I going crazy?
No.
Okay, that's why.
Okay,
it's
on
really
another note.
Okay. You're talking
on
over each other.
On another note, this photograph that you took of the ocean, Dale, it looks, I've never seen a photograph like this ever in my life. It looks like it is a slide, like kind of up to heaven. It's a slide. It's like a rectangular shape of a wave. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. I take it from it. Is that the one where you look inside the wave, sort of?
No.
Well, what
this
tape is
like,
it on?
It's like not a stair, but like a slide up. It's like a total, not even a tunnel. It is really like going up to heaven. These big waves are crazy. Everybody, go look at all your thumbnails are amazing for your meditation.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Hey,
the waves are unbelievable because they were 30-foot waves, and they, you know, I wouldn't even go out. My friend, a girlfriend, was with me, and we wouldn't even go out unless there were waves that were 20 and 30 feet. When they were 10, we weren't even interested. But I had, you know, waves of Kelly Slater, of everything, you know. All the best surfers in the world, you know, but I'm not putting them up without their permission. But I do have one surfer in soothing sleep tape, and there is one surfer in the wave, and that's for real.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I've been actually watching it. I put it on mute, the meditation. I'm on the YouTube channel, Life Laughter Happiness YouTube channel right now. I have one playing. I did, and I love the slideshow that's going on because the slideshow during the meditation is of all of these wonderful photographs of beautiful waves and Hawaiian scenery and snow-capped mountains that you took.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really do suggest these tapes, these meditation tapes. And I've listened to a lot of different ones. I get bored, but I don't with these ones, and I'm not just saying
well,
that.
a lot of it, I bought Kitaro's music many years ago, and his music was outstanding. And I knew when Shirley MacLaine was doing her workshop, I asked her who she was using for music, and she said Kitaro, which I had never heard of. So I looked him up, and I'm going, holy cow, this guy sits on a mountain in Japan, and he writes his music. And it's incredible, just the wind and what you hear out of Kitaro's music. And just recently, I looked Kitaro, K-I-T-A-R-O, up on YouTube, and I was listening to some of the stuff he did. It's amazing, Barbara. You might want to listen to that.
I will. Oh, he is amazing, and I will. But that's a great choice for the background music. Two, the tapes that you actually are the narrator of. And
well,
such
you
a
got
great,
it. It's very
job.
Important the type of music when you are making tapes like this. Like, I don't know if I could do it again because I don't even know where the writing came from for me to write what I needed to write. There's a formula to it, but I'm a writer in general, but I just don't know. And, you know, I've written other ones, which eventually they're in Hawaii, and eventually we'll bring them back. But I have one on health. I have one on breaking addictions. I have just all kinds. I probably have about six more tapes, but they're in Hawaii.
Is Richard asleep?
Richard?
Richard? No, I'm not asleep. I'm here.
I'm sorry, Richard. I thought I heard snoring.
We heard snoring.
Snoring? Oh, I don't know.
Where's the dog? There's no dog. Okay, where are we at, you guys?
I think we're, well, I want to say this. We don't have any more, but we're out of time. And while you guys were talking, I deleted those three unlisted videos.
Oh, great. Thank you, Johnny. Okay. I appreciate that. But, Johnny, you can put your number out one more time and see if we get anybody else.
All right. 516-531-9874 for a free psychic reading.
So, Barbie, what are you going to do this weekend?
Well, I feel like I already have that great start, spending so much time with my friend in El Segundo today with the spa and the lunch, and also that I took my daughter to her first rock concert at the Troubadour, and she really enjoyed that. She's only 15, and you could go in there. It's like you are rocking out with everybody. There's bars and everything. It's just that they trust you. And so the ones with the wristband can have a drink. The ones that don't have one cannot. And she really enjoyed it. And now she's very popular because everybody thinks it's so cool, the youngsters, to be able to go to the Troubadour, which is like a landmark in
Where
West
is
LA.
The Troubadour? Because I used to
West
have
Hollywood.
One in L.A. The Troubadour,
Troubadour
in L.A. They had one.
Doheny,
they had one in New York.
And Santa Monica. That's right, that corner where you see the people, they're waiting to go in, and right when the concert starts, that's when they let you in. It's not where you just go and hang out. It's for the venue. It's for the concert. And then they open it up,
cool.
And people go in. Yes, and there's places upstairs where it's too loud for you or the kids. I mean, you could be 2 years old and go there. They're not 2 years old. Everybody thought my daughter was just, they didn't even look twice. She's 15, though. We really enjoyed
okay,
it.
Wanted,
it was called Andy Fresco.
I wanted to say something to you.
Yes.
In the next week or two, there's going to be golf, G-O-L-F.
Golf.
And I see you being asked to go to a golf tournament, and I also see you being asked to go out with a gentleman. I also see you being fixing your hair up and looking gorgeous and
going
out.
Oh, I just made a hair appointment yesterday. I haven't even done that for 5 months. That's crazy, Dale.
I see that. Are you going blonde? Are you going blonde again?
I already have been back to blonde again, though. I already did that.
Good.
And but so I'm going to go a little more because it's summertime and I wanted a little more blonde. And so it'll be blonde. And then I am invited to go to NAMM, N-A-M-M, which is this all of the musicians go to and all the newest of the best instruments are all out there. And you can get in there and you can play them. And it's not easy to get in this show, but I have that music producer friend, who we did interview, remember, Johnny?
Yes.
You know, Ray Del Garza. And so, you know, since I've been taking the drug lessons,
what happened?
Well, you
never told us what happened with your the drum. Are you still doing drumming?
Yeah, I just go once a week to my class. If it was more, I would be better, I'm sure, but I'm just doing it because I always wanted to do it, and now I can do it, so that is an accomplishment. And why quit now? So
yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of great things.
But I see you doing lots of things. You know, it's just things are opening up for you, money's being made, and you're going to be doing very well in the next few weeks.
So much. And Dale, about the golf, when I was with my girlfriend today, I just told her, hey, just remember, I play golf. It's one of my new passions in life. And I told her all about that tournament I did that you predicted. And I just said, hey, this is what I see myself doing a lot of in my future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy golf.
And then you say this on the show. That's crazy.
I know. I can't help. You're so easy to read. It's like you're an open book.
Really?
Anyway, yes. You want to do the shout-out, Barbara?
Yeah, hold on. Oh. Before I do the shout-out, I thought of that, too, today, Dale. I actually put it in my mind to be open, and I actually consciously thought of doing that today before the show. Be open for Dale. Yes.
Thank you. Well,
that's
you did a good job of promoting my meditation tapes, and I want to thank Johnny for producing them, and I tell everybody that he's a producer of them. So it's good.
That is great. And you know what? They are amazing. And I'm just thinking, oh, it's just going to be another one of those meditation tapes, right? No, it's not. These are fantastic. You wrote them. And that is saying a lot right there. You actually thought it out.
Well, nothing I do is like anybody else. So what can I say? I always do something different. Even when I write a book.
Let me give your number out one more time.
It's 808-72-1816. And my website is and the girl caught me on this. I forgot myself. Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com.
Okay, perfect. So take advantage of that, everybody. And contact Dale this week to have your long reading privately. That is very, very, very advantageous.
While I have Johnny on the line, I need to ask him one question. Johnny, can you put the links up if I give you the password to my website for us?
Oh, links up to what?
My meditation tapes.
You mean the channel that I made for you?
On my website.
What
I'm saying is that if I put the links to the videos on your channel, so.
No, but I'm talking about my website.
I know. I know. I am talking about your channel, but what I'm saying is that if I put up the link to the channel on your website, that would be the same thing as putting them on your website.
How would that be? I'm not promoting the channel yet. It's not ready to be promoted.
It has
so
your
I'm
videos.
Asking, Okay.
What's going
Can
on?
Can you put them up? Oh, Barbara, get, explain to him what
oh,
I want.
Oh, I'm going to need a cracker.
Johnny, will you, can you do this after the show?
Yeah, sorry
Thanks,
about all that.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to Life, Laughter, Happiness. Aloha. Have a great
day. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, Richard. Aloha, Dale.
Aloha.
Aloha. Alexander.
Aloha, Barbie.
Night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good night.